Now you can open up to, Mark 4, 24 is going to be our first scripture. You know, things we hear every day are frightening to say the least. Jesus warned us about what we listen to, especially what we hear in the news and on social media. Because in Mark 4, 24, Jesus said, "Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you are listening to." Let me ask you, what are you listening to? Where do you get your news? Is it ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN? And I hear a lot of you say, "Oh, no, Pastor, I listen to Fox." Let me tell you, Fox is a woke corporation. One of the biggest evils we're fighting is wokeism right now. Okay? This corporation suppresses freedom of speech. The Fox that you see now is not the Fox of old. It's corrupted. And it started from the head. And if you have not been seeing what's been happening, their ratings are dropping because they are not anymore tied with God. The founder of that Fox was. That's all I got to say. Be aware of what you're listening to. We must, through these times, though, keep the faith. Especially on this wild roller coaster, of life. See, faith holds on to the bar securely. So this morning I'm telling you, please hold on to the bar. Keep the faith. Because in Hebrews chapter 10, Jerry, I missed you. They can work on that roof without you. Hebrews 10, 35, 39. Make sure you listen to that. "So do not throw away your confidence." That's talking about your faith. "It will be richly rewarded." You need to persevere, meaning have patience, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. "For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith." How are we to live? Real loud. How are we to live? By faith. "And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved." We are not to abandon our faith in these times of oppression and persecution by our federal government and its three-letter agencies, the state government, or the local authorities. We live and walk by faith every day because that's who we are. See, we are believers, right? How's the song go? "We walk a bit different now. Nothing really feels the same. We hold our heads a bit higher. We lift our voice a bit louder. Something inside has changed. We are mountain movers, water walkers, more than just an overcomer, because we've been saved and set free. We are a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier, because we've been redeemed." We are believers. Say, "I am a believer."
I am a believer.
One more time.
I am a believer.
One more time to seal the deal.
I am a believer.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Faith means resting confidently in what Jesus has done for us in the past. But it also means confidently trusting him for what he will do for us right now in the present and the future. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I brought that up because I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do you remember how you felt when you were very young and your birthday approached? Think about that. You were excited and anxious. You knew you would certainly receive gifts and other special treats. But some things would be a surprise. Birthdays combined assurance and anticipation, and so does faith. Faith is the conviction based on the past experience that God's new and fresh surprises will surely be ours. Yes. Now we got to do it. Brother Copeland always, he got to do it in the Amplified Classic Edition. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. What are the senses? Sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. You can't touch it, you understand? Right. You can't even see it in the natural. That's what these are talking about. Faith is perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to those senses. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Ooh. Verse 7, by faith, Noah built an ark when warned about things not yet seen. And it took him a whole bunch of years to build that ark. Rich, is that ark not awesome? Uh-huh. Did you tour the whole thing? No, I know. I know. Hallelujah. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he went out. By faith, Abraham, verse 11, by faith, Abraham, even though he was very past, I put very in there, past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had promised. Verse 13, and all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises, the promise, was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. There you go, Abraham. And he stopped him with the knife in motion. But by faith, He was able to do that. That's how confident he was in his God. Verse 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, in verse 20, and by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. That's how you go out of this world, worshiping. Right. Worshiping God. Verse 23, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's mandate. Moses' parents trusted God to protect their son's life. They were not merely proud parents. They were believers who had faith that God would care for him. As parents, have you trusted God enough to take care of your children? Selah, huh? God has a plan for every person, and your most important task is to pray for your children and grandchildren, and for some here today, your great-grandchildren. We are to prepare them to do the work God has planned for them to do. Faith allows us to entrust our gifts from Him, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Faith enables us. They are a gift from Him, remember? So He's not going to take that gift away. God doesn't do those kind of things. And God will work through every one of those gifts that He's given to us. Your children, your grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren. Don't drop the faith. Hold on to it. Like she was saying, it's hope. We've got to hold on to the hope. Hallelujah. Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as the greatest value that the treasures of Egypt, greater than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. Amen. By faith, verse 21, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Again. Verse 20. By faith, he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Question. Have you applied the blood to the lintels and doorposts of the entranceways to your house? If you have not, do so. Well, Pastor, I don't have any blood. No, you just go over and you anoint that lintel. And you just plead the blood of Jesus over it. You plead the blood over those doorposts up and down. And then you do it around, you do it on the back door. If you got a side door, if you got a cellar door, you do that. The enemy can't get into your house Do you understand? The destroyer cannot get in to your house when you do that. And if you want anointing oil, come, I'll give you mine. You can take it with you and do it. It's very important. Even like when Denise got her new car, what did we do? We prayed over and anointed it. We prayed over anointing it over mine. You had to do that. It's no light thing. Hallelujah. Verse 29, by faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they drowned. God said, where do you boys think you're going? Huh? And everybody says, I thought God was loving. Yeah, he is. He protects his people. Yeah, hear me? Protects his people. Okay. Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. After the army had marched around them for 7 days. And how did the faith bring them down? By shouting. Yes. Your faith can't be quiet. Amen. You got to speak your faith loudly. Hallelujah. Verse 31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. With disobedience, there is always a price to pay. Without true repentance. When there's true repentance, it may be a little easier to go through what you're going to have to go through. See, disobedience, you're going to pay for the price of disobedience. I have learned that myself. Even when I was telling God, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not giving that amount of money away. And God says, you aren't? I walk away. I think that was just me because I ate something wrong. And it wasn't. And guess what? It's not fun to be in that room with him alone. I mean, you're walking outside, you get a slap on the back of the head from the Holy Ghost. And you say, what did I do wrong, sir? And you start asking questions. And you start praying. You find out, he says, you didn't do what I told you to do. And you go back in and you make change to it right away. Amen. Get what I'm saying? All right. But because of Rahab's faith, she and all her household were saved. And you know, she was also part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I got a whole flow chart if you want to see it sometimes. I love it. I got it for a Christmas gift from my family. Verse 32. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and defeated foreign armies. Like this, verse 35, this is by faith. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. The Shushamite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, whose son God had given her, died in her arms of a head injury, was restored to life by God through the prophet Elisha. Because of her faith, she went from it shall be well to it is well. Shall be to it makes a big difference in what you speak. And you speak it by faith. And you can see the examples. All of these people had faith. And when tested, they kept the faith. Keep the faith in these difficult and very trying times we are in. Don't grow weary in doing well. Don't lose hope. We serve a God whose name is El Shaddai. Brother, when I come out and you used that name when you were praying, that's when it spoke to me and said, do both. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty and All-Sufficient One. Now, when you break that apart, El is translated as God. The most common meaning of Shaddai, I like this, is mighty or overpowerer. Overpower. Shaddai is believed to be derived from the Hebrew word shad, S-H-A-D, meaning breast. This gives the idea that God is completely nourishing, satisfying, and supplying his people with all their needs. As a mother would her child, he freely gives nourishment and blessing. He is the sustainer who guarantees provision for his people and protects their interest. I am sorry, Dennis. I didn't know John was still sitting out there. I don't know why he don't come in. In Jesus' name, come in, John. Come in, John. We're calling you, John. So he is good God Almighty. Come on down, brother. Your wife's missing you. I can't count the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. Ain't no way you'd ever let me down. Tell me, is he good? Tell me, is he God? He is God Almighty. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning. Love him in the noontime. Love him when the sun goes down. Come on. See, it's tough out there in the world. But we are not ever alone. God is with us and he is in us. We, like Paul, fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith. Let's paint our future with faith and watch and see obstacles in our way move. Our faith can be seen in our human temperament. How we act and what we say really paints a picture of who we are and what we believe. You see, we all notice people's temperament. We can often see how much faith they have as well, because what's in their heart eventually comes out of their mouth. I can't let doubt come flowing out of the mouth. Cannot. It erases all that positive. We must paint our future with faith and be serious in pressing for the promises of God that we desire and the blessings that God already has for us too. Instead of rehearsing problems, as we just heard, or speaking doubt, we should be painting our future with the brightest hopes and stimulate our energy of enterprise by speaking words of life. Because if faith is a substance, and it is, then it is something tangible to God, a real force that we cannot see, but affects our life, whether we realize it or not. So let's realize it and use it for good. We have so many great examples of those who kept the faith this morning. Let's keep the faith as they did, and receive the manifestation of what we are believing for. So let's please God A man cannot please God unless he has faith. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is. That one must also know that God gives what is promised to the one who keeps on looking for him. Hebrews 11:6, by the way. New Life Version. We should never be a stranger to our greatest strength. We should never ignore the power given to us by God. We should use it. When our hearts, minds, and mouth line up together with God's word, no obstacle will be allowed to stand in our way. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 6, start with verse 10. Finally, my brethren and my sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is the overpower El Shaddai.
There you go.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. That's those subtle tricks of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of darkness. Hallelujah. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How many fiery darts? All of them. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we are to what? Be praying always in all manner of prayer. And that includes praying in tongues. It is a mighty weapon. It's a mighty weapon against Satan and all his wimpy demons. And why do I call them wimpy? Because they cower in fear and run at the name of Jesus.
Right.
Know who you are in him, and when you use the name of Jesus in faith, they will cower in fear and run from you as fast as they can. God has given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us keep the faith. Let us stand in faith. That's what I'm telling you. Please hold on to your faith. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Hallelujah. I hope you got something out of it, because I was charged up. And